I was booing that that read. I don't know if you know this, Adam, but I do the same read. This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Yeah.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That guy sounds hot. That guy sounds like...
It's redundant to put that on there.
That guy sounds like someone I would sleep with.
You sleep with him every night.
Yeah, I do. So I also got an email this week from Auntie Scott. And I wanted to get your opinion on this. Now, I know that this is all going to be hypothetical on your part, because I know that you don't actually use marijuana in any form. So this is all just, this is all hypothetical.
Yes. All completely hypothetical.
Completely hypothetical. Oh, that's right. He always writes to the other email address. I have to go over here. One moment, please. I have to find the email here. Okay. So here you go. Here's the question. Are there benefits to combining edibles and alcohol? And if so, what are they? And if so, what do you recommend as for dosage? XOXOXOXO.
Have they tried the gummies?
I did not ask. And as you know, they no longer participate in our Friday night shows. So
maybe they're going to come back. I mean, maybe it's just a busy time of the year for them.
I feel like they're tired. They're tired of listening to our little show. That's all. So anyway, the what are your thoughts on I gave an answer. I thought I gave a very
I don't have a considered answer. I mean, should I ever partake in marijuana?
Yeah, right. If you ever did.
I mean, if I ever did that, if I decide to pull that trigger.
Yes.
It would be because I don't want to drink alcohol.
Okay.
Because of calories.
Okay.
Is mostly. Okay. And the fact that I now get hangovers when I drink like one glass of wine and I like have a headache the next day.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I don't know that the, I don't have any experience in mixing those.
So I said, I find that drinking after taking an edible makes the effects of the gummy come on faster than normal. I also find that having just a couple of drinks and then stopping helps me to maintain a nice buzz without overdoing it and feeling terrible the next day. I like to imagine, but have nothing other than anecdotal evidence for that the alcohol relaxes you enough so that you can enjoy the high of the THC, and once that high has asserted itself, you can stop drinking the alcohol and just kind of coast for the remainder of the evening. And then I said, as for dosage, I usually take a whole gummy as they're proportioned at 10 milligrams for an average person. That being said, ingesting THC is not an exact science, and there are days that a single gummy hit harder than others. I feel like taking one on an empty stomach produces stronger effects than if I take one after dinner. Just remember, the worst case scenario, taking too much would just make you extremely sleepy or spaced out, and you would fall asleep sooner than you wanted to. There's no such thing as a weed hangover, other than possibly feeling like you didn't get a really good sleep. So.
I would agree with everything you, well, I don't really have experience drinking and doing gummy at the same time, but, cause like I said, if I was doing one, I wouldn't be doing the other because, but the dosage that you're saying, people do not start at 10 milligrams. that is not like, if someone who has never done it at all, they recommend you start at like 2. You know, or something like that. Not 10. If they haven't done it and they take your advice and they do like 10, they're going to be like laid out on the floor. There's going to be no drinking. Because, I mean, that is not what they recommend. I don't know where you had already been vaping and stuff like that for years before you had a gummy.
I feel that's like, well, I, all right, I know, all right, 10. When I said, this is all I said, they're portioned usually 10 milligrams. Like most gummies that you buy at a dispensary are 10 milligrams. So I feel like
cut them into quarters to start with.
I feel like if that's the most common form that you can get is the 10 milligram, then that must be a common dosage. That was my only point that I was trying to make.
You need to research. I had to eat 30 milligrams on the way from Puerto Vallarta to Seattle because I didn't want to bring them back through customs.
So,
well, Tim, like, if you've been doing it for a while, but they've never done it before. Drew and Scott
But Tim in Alaska eating 30 milligrams on the way from Puerto Vallarta, you just fell asleep probably on the plane. It's like you were really stoned and you fell asleep. It's not like you're going to get really stoned and go out and, like, you know, I'm going to go drive around the neighborhood or whatever. It's like literally like outside. No,
sometimes you
like,
might order a DoorDash that you
just didn't. Oh yeah, but it's like you're not the last order. Thing you're I doing just, the last thing you're doing when you're high is leaving the house. It's like
you ever
you're
have
just
DoorDash regret the next morning.
No, like, I don't do DoorDash
or Grubhub, whatever.
I get so hung up in how expensive they are that I just can't do it. God. So I'm just like, you know,
you
what,
you and your frugality.
So I end up ordering pizza usually. That's my go-to is Marco's Pizza. Yeah. So it's close enough that when it gets here, it's still hot.
I have ordered Whataburger a couple of times on Grubhub.
Yeah.
And even though, just like when you pick it up, the food is not as good
that
as it is when you eat there.
Yeah.
The saved frustration, the saved heart palpitations that I avoid by having a delivery driver pick it up and bring it to me instead of me, totally, totally worth the extra like $10 I have to pay.
Are we off
totally
YouTube?
Worth it? Yes.
Okay.
We are.
Okay. I was trying to remember
if we were.
Trying to remember if we were. You already did the unlisted?
Well, just now.
Oh, okay.
Just like right this second.
Cool. Yeah, Lamont Cranston in the chat room is saying that, yeah, they charge way too much. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, there is a McDonald's right across the street from me. Like, there's a Wawa, you know, like our subdivision, there's a Wawa at the entrance to our subdivision. And if you just go straight across the street, there is a Publix and now there's a new McDonald's. I don't know if it was finished being built when you were here, but there's a McDonald's there.
Okay.
So it's like, and it's 24-hour McDonald's. It's right there. So to me, I'm just like, if I were to go down to McDonald's, it would be hot. You know what I'm saying? That quarter pounder would be hot and I would, you know, I would go home and I would eat it. However, on a DoorDash or something like that, it's like, they're going to make it. It's going to sit there for a long time before the DoorDash guy ever even gets there to get it. And then when it gets to me, the fries are going to be cold and, you know, gross.
We just did Grubhub tonight. Yeah. But we did Chili's.
Yeah.
But we're old people now.
Yeah.
Like, we ordered the triple dipper appetizer, but we shared it.
Yeah.
And that was our meal. So we do.
Like, actually, usually that has been lately my go-to meal at Chili's is the triple dipper. I get the, I always get the honey chipotle crispers.
Yep.
And
yep.
the Southwest egg rolls.
Yep.
And then the third option, I tried that Nashville honey hot cheese, which was not very good. And then, but I had done like the sliders. I had done the sliders before.
We always get the sliders.
Yeah.
That's so. That big mouth bites. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we did tonight. Those exact three things. And we got chips and dip trio. Mm. So salsa, guacamole, and. So, yeah.
But I don't know. Auntie Scott, I have no idea if they've taken their gummies yet. If they.
Need to ask them.
How many did we leave them? We left them.
Like a whole bag or something. Like a lot.
Left them like a lot?
Yeah. Because you had bought and we were only there for a few days and you can't bring it back on the plane.
Yeah.
And so. You can't just buy one or two gummies. You get a bag or a container full.
Yeah. I mean, you could take it back on the plane because all that TSA is going to do if they found it, all they would do is just turn it over to local authorities. But in California, it's legal to have recreational weed. So it's like we wouldn't get in trouble. They'd just be like, oh, yeah, you can't take that to Florida, so throw it away. It's like you wouldn't get a ticket or anything if you tried to take it on the plane. like TSA even says on their website, it's like, our dogs are not looking for drugs. Our dogs are looking for explosives. It's like, it's like, we're not, if the TSA find drugs, it's not our, we don't care about drugs. We only care about explosives and things that are going to bring down the plane. So like, we really don't give a shit.
Speaking of explosives, Carry On, the movie that we were talking about before.
Yeah.
No, during the show.
Right. Not Carry On, but Carry On.
Yeah. Carry On.
I haven't watched it yet.
Is about TSA.
Yeah, I know. That's how I know that the movie was called Carry On.
He's a TSA agent.
Yeah.
And Taron Egerton.
Yes, Taron Egerton or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a TSA agent.
Did you already
move? First movie I've seen that's like an the TSA agent is the hero.
Did you already move the topics over? And
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
I was like, do I have the wrong board?
No, I'm tired of it. We're not very good at that cleanliness. And I get there and it's like, why didn't I delete those voicemails last week? And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go do that right now.
Go do it. So here's some of the shows that I watched.
Okay.
And I want to know if you watch them. So let's try to get a common group of shows here. So Shogun, have you watched Shogun?
I have not.
Okay. So no. Have you watched Ripley?
And this is from, they're all from 2024?
Yes.
Then no, I have not.
Has not watched Ripley. Have you watched The Diplomat?
Yes.
Okay. You have watched The Diplomat. Have you watched What We Do in the Shadows?
No, it doesn't sound... That's that vampire one, isn't it?
Yes. Have you watched Girls 5 Eva?
Nope.
English Teacher?
Nope. Oh, maybe.
Hold on. It's on FX. You would have watched
it.
Oh,
no. No, we haven't.
You haven't watched it? That's it. Huh? Wow, you... there's nothing really to talk about then. So the only thing that we...
There was one. Which one?
The Diplomat.
Oh, The Diplomat. I enjoy that.
So that one, I really shouldn't even have that on the list because I just started watching it today. So I'm only like on episode... I'm only on episode like 3 or something. Cancel.
Well, the past month, we've been watching Lost. That's... So anything that's come out recently... We've been watching Lost, and we do a lot of our originals during breaks of network, although we don't really watch anything on network anymore other than Grey's Anatomy. That's about it. And game shows.
Yeah.
Everything else. But we have Shrinking. We were catching up on Shrinking on Apple Plus. We watched Bad Monkey. Mm-hmm. And we watched, we've watched a lot of new streaming
what
stuff.
What the fuck were the balloons for?
I don't know.
Lamont Cranston says that he saw 2 episodes of Girls 5 Eva. It seemed like an idea for a movie rather than a TV series. Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. I haven't finished watching it because it kind of got, Renee Elise Goldsberry like completely carries that show. I will watch her do anything, anytime. She's amazing. Other than that, the show was kind of meh. So The Diplomat. Yeah, I really like, will you stop it? You're trying to trigger your, is it your Logitech? It's your Logitech software or something?
No, it's Zoom on Apple.
Like, I don't have it on mine.
On Apple.
I have Zoom.
On Apple.
But so far, yeah, The Diplomat looks like pretty good. Like it was written pretty good.
It's called Reactions.
I like that, what's her name is in it from Agatha All Along, the witch. She's the CIA lady. I like that. Is there, how many seasons of The Diplomat are there?
2.
Oh, so I'm just now watching 1. So
yeah, 2 so far. I mean, it hasn't been announced whether they're getting a 3 or not, but we just We just watched two because we watched one last year.
So I was told by Taffy Carlisle Huffington that I absolutely must watch Shogun. And so I did. I watched Shogun when we went out to, to St. Louis to visit Zach's mm-hmm. family and stuff like that. And it was really good. Shogun is on Hulu. It's really good. It is subtitled because a lot of it is in Japanese. Like there is the people, the main characters are Portuguese. And when they speak Portuguese, it's in English. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when they're interacting with the Japanese society. And so the actual Japanese people are speaking Japanese. Regardless, it is really good. And it has that dude from Lost, you know, the dude from the temple, the main dude from the temple.
You mean the guy who's also Lucifer in Supernatural?
Oh, that one I wouldn't know. Let's see. Lucifer, Supernatural,
He lives in the foot?
Oh, no, that's Jacob. No.
What temple are you talking about?
The others. You know, the others have the temple. Wait. In your version of, you're in season what?
Five. We just finished five.
Has anyone died?
Yeah.
Who? Who's the most recent death?
Well, John died. John Locke died. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but Jack and Kate and Juliet and all of them were blown up by the atomic bomb at the end of season five.
Yeah.
I assume.
Yeah.
Because it ended with just a big Juliet's like hitting it with a rock.
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. And then white.
Yeah.
So I assume it exploded. But I mean, they're going to come back. They're going to either, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. But okay. I know
so
how many.
Remember when the temple had the water thing where they were trying to bring Saeed back, you know, the healing water in the temple that the others had, and it was run by that gruff Japanese guy.
Are you sure Saeed has? I don't think Saeed has passed away at this point. That's probably a season six thing. Thanks.
Really? How many seasons of Lost were there?
Six. But there are like 18 or 19 episodes in season six. So I don't remember him being on his deathbed. I could be wrong, but I don't remember. He just got shot in that last episode, but I assume the atomic bomb killed
him. Okay, it was first seen in the episode This Place is Death, which is season five, episode five.
Oh.
It's the fifth episode of season five of Lost and the 91st produced hour, blah, blah, blah. After meeting the French science team, Jin reunites with the remaining island survivors who are experiencing trouble in coping with Charlotte's deteriorating health. Meanwhile, Sun holds Ben at gunpoint and stops his plans to return to the island.
But anyway.
Anyway. It's that guy. Anyway, but yeah, so Shogun, all of this is to say, Shogun's pretty good. You'll hate it because it's subtitled. Unlike Ripley, by the way, which Ripley got a lot of, great reviews.
Yeah.
But it's in black and white for no reason. It's like the black and white adds nothing to it. Like, I don't understand why they chose to do a modern show in black and white. Like, it doesn't add a fucking thing to it. Thank you, Lamont Cranston even says, I hated Ripley in black and white. Yeah. It's like in the show, Ripley, like the second or third episode, they're talking about art pieces and they're talking about the beautiful colors of them and everything's in black and white. It's like, what beautiful colors are you talking about? It was just such a tragedy to be done in black and white. That was the stupidest, dumbest mistake ever. On top of that, it was also a really boring series. Let's see, what was the English teacher, however, which is also on Hulu because it's on FX, so it's on Hulu. English teacher is amazing. You should absolutely watch the English teacher. It's about a gay English teacher who is just coping with being an English teacher in an elementary school, and the school politics and everything. It's very well written. It's very well acted. It's a great show. English Teacher, can't recommend it enough. It's funny.
I'll add it to our list.
Yeah.
I want to see The Day of the Jackal.
Yeah.
Which is Eddie Redmayne stars as a mysterious assassin.
What is that on?
It's on Peacock.
Yeah, I don't have
Peacock. I know.
I don't have Peacock.
You had to sneak it past for like a month just so you could watch.
I'll pick up Peacock when The Traitors season 3 is done.
Yeah, that's the only one there's so much good TV.
I know, there is.
That, there is. You know, because everything we've watched recently has been really good. Yeah. And then there are all these other things that are also really good. So what do you... Yeah.
I just rewatched Travelers, which is so good. It's just like, it holds up. There's nothing about that show that doesn't hold up. I think the one weird thing, though, is that in the first season, I'd forgotten that two of them arrived here as married, but they were, you know, their hosts were married to different people. And that was not a very popular storyline. And they completely dropped that after season 1. Like the rest of the other two seasons, they never once again mentioned the fact that they're married. It's just like, in fact, I don't even think they're friends with each other after that. So, but Travelers is a really good show. Travelers is one of those shows that when it's ending, you're like going, oh, I wish there was another season. Cause this, you know, I'm really like, this is awesome.
I think there was kind of a internet brouhaha to try to get it renewed or like brought back or whatever, but I don't think it, well, obviously it didn't happen, but.
So I've kind of pivoted from TikTok to YouTube Shorts because I have YouTube Premium and YouTube Shorts doesn't have commercials. Like TikTok has just gotten to the point where like every second video is a fucking commercial.
They're all the same.
Yeah, but on YouTube Shorts, I don't get commercials. So it's like, I don't get those because
is I think it's just, they're just as funny and probably the same people who are on TikTok.
Oh yeah. 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 They're definitely
cross posts to YouTube Shorts.
Right.
So, and I find those really, you know, when I'm in the mood for that,
here's the thing. The, there's this song that there's this Japanese gymnast group where someone will do some crazy gymnastic move and then they go, okay. And then they try to copy it. Right. So they're like a little gymnastics team, but they play the same song for all of their videos. And this is the song that they play, which is.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce them in Korea. Illusion is coming now. Get loud and clap your hands. Okay. Bound back.
And you know, there's no talking in it. You know, now they're trying to do their little thing, right?
Yeah.
What do you think they're saying when they're shouting? Not there. Let's go back to what is that? After he says get loud and clap your hands and then the crowd shouts, I want to know what you think they're saying. You ready?
Illusion is coming now. Get loud and clap your hands.
Okay. Bound back.
Yo, you can understand.
What do you think they're saying?
Around back or brown back?
Yeah, I was always hearing brown back. It's supposed to be bounce back, but it's like even knowing that it's supposed to be, I still don't hear it. It's like
you can understand.
Bounce back.
I can. He's saying. Bounce back.
I definitely hear an R in it. It's like I hear brown. Anyway, but then I thought that the rap was in Korean. This is actually English.
Bounce back.
Wait, you said this is Japanese or Korean?
No, this is Korean, but that's all English.
Yeah, they just have really thick accents. That's
It's like I'm reading along with these lyrics and I'm just like, what? It's just like, I brush my teeth and I spit it out, lean forward until I'm pretty now. Beast mode now, I'm feeling, I did it, I get it. Yeah, anyway, but that's a really fucking catchy little tune. It's, I cannot, it's like, it just, it, like, I had to go find this song and whatnot. It's like, I feel like I'm just turning, the older I get, I, the more like a 14-year-old Chinese girl I'm turning into.
I mean, I don't know any 14-year-old Korean Chinese girl girls, or, but or I wouldn't, you know, if someone came up to me and said, Daniel acts so much like a 14-year-old Korean girl.
It is.
I would say, well, I don't have a lot of context for that, but I can believe you.
Yeah, sure.
I can.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I can go along with that.
Because I, like, you know.
Why
I,
not?
I don't know. I think it's a great song. It's just like.
It's catchy. He's probably cute, whoever that is, kind of.
Oh, I don't know who sings
singing,
it.
Rapping.
Because I only. Is, from, yeah, I don't. Because they don't. I mean, they're just using that song as a gymnastics scene. I don't know who the group is called. Ure? That.
Oh, it's called Rebound.
No,
that's a movie.
No, the movie is, the song is called Life is a Challenge, but it's by Ure. So I'm assuming that's the group is, let's see, Ure. Is it K-pop? This is exciting for everyone.
Well, I'm seeing a different bounce back.
Oh, no.
Stray Kids.
No, the song is called Life is a Challenge. It's not called Bounce Back. It's called Life is a Challenge. And it's by, I assume it's by this group, URE? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, introduce to
okay. See, if I go to the artist.
URE.
Yeah. If I click on them, they don't really have a lot of songs. Oh wait, they have some singles. Here's another one of their singles. It's like techno chip tune kind of.
It sounds like a Nintendo game.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Well, there you go.
I don't need this anymore.
I was having trouble finding a lot of pictures, but if I found what I was looking for, not as cute as maybe I thought they would be. And Ure may be one person, one Korean boy.
Oh, yeah.
One Korean guy. But he may have a group as well.
There was
I saw a couple of images that say Ure, and it's just one person.
Yeah, there was a let's see. When I watched the Disney parade, the Disney Christmas Day parade.
Uh-huh.
And there was a group featured on there called 17. Mm-hmm. And they're a K-pop group. But there's 11
members.
There are
17 members.
No, there's 11 members. And it was just like... But you're called 17.
They have K-pop bands that are like as large as marching bands or something.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy.
Even this song, it says Life is a Challenge featuring Donga.
Yeah.
So the group could be Donga. Ure could be like one guy. Ure featuring Donga.
Or maybe Donga is the rapper. Maybe they're just... Be. Yeah. Maybe they're just like, you know, EDM kind of, they do instrumental stuff. And yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. It could be anything. It could be absolutely anything.
We're probably not going to solve it tonight.
Probably not.
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. What? 1 second.
What? I'm waiting. 1 second.
hey, we were just listening to a song on YouTube, and it's by Yure featuring Donga. Is Yure one person or is it a group?
Yure is a solo artist who has collaborated with Donga on the song Life is a Challenge.
Okay. That was very succinct.
Sorry, I'm having issues right now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I could not understand what you said.
No, that was very succinct.
Sorry, I'm having issues right now.
That was very she's usually very verbose.
She seems a little down.
Yeah.
She seems a little depressed tonight.
She's probably, because Lamont Cranston didn't know how to access the voice section. We had to help him earlier in pre-show. So now I think he's discovered it. Now he's literally clogging up all of ChatGPT's voice stuff.
If they could make her respond just a little faster, it really breaks the rhythm of a conversation when you have to wait like 10 seconds.
Yeah. I agree. It does. I feel like Jim and I
know. We're so spoiled for technology these days. And we're like, oh my God, waiting for this human-like voice to come back and talk to me takes too long.
Yeah, Gemini is a little faster, I think.
Yeah.
My garage door just opened and closed at 12:01.
Must be Zach.
I hope.
I need to get another drink.
One second. You should do that somewhere else. Because you don't have a Hi, Street Rat. I saw you come in earlier. Welcome, unless you're asleep, in which case don't wake up. You're asleep. Tim in Alaska. Tim, did you have a lovely white Christmas in Alaska? Wasn't California in snow? Oh. You were in Puerto Vallarta from the 11th until the late night of the 25th. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say this, but I'm not calling attention to anyone.
Okay, but?
Does anyone know who Daz is? Daz just left. So
he doesn't want you to know. I don't know. He was in it, but he was muted and deafened, which means he wasn't even listening to the audio from Discord. So yeah, I don't know who it was. So. Yeah, when I started streaming tonight, he was already here. So, but he was already deafened, so it's like he couldn't have heard me anyway. So.
Well, deaf people deserve to participate as well.
No, I'm saying he used he typed one time at a message. Well, that just means he used his keyboard or his mouse to do something else. I'm going to tinkle. I'll be right back.
I wonder when he goes to tinkle if he I don't know. I was trying to think of something clever to say, but I have nothing. I have nothing clever. But tinkle makes me think of something my aunt would have said to me when I was 5. Do you need to go tinkle? ''80s tinkle, coke in the stall of the club. Oh, not to be judgmental, because I'm not judgmental at all. But tinkle is not a word that you gotta be like, I gotta go take a piss. You know, that's especially if you're carrying your purse at the same time. So when did Gary leave? Whatever cold or whatever I've got that keeps coming back is now affecting my voice today. So I volunteered. So I don't know how many of you were looking on Blue Sky at the conversation between Big Fatty and I, but and La 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 Lauren and some other folks. But anyway, on Big Fatty's show, he was talking about this ham map and he was so excited about it. And then I clicked on the link this morning and it said something like account is locked or map is locked or frozen or something like that because he has to pay because he only had 100 visits or something.
Oh yeah, but they want a lot of fucking money for that. So it was like, what is so great about this fucking map that it would be worth $20 a month?
No, it's $20 a month.
Yeah. I was just like, what, are you fucking kidding me?
So I talked to Fatty today and I'm going to write him a React app to do it.
Okay.
So
you could use Glide.
I don't want to do that because I'm trying to build a resume.
Ah.
And I don't want to say, oh, I can use Glide. So
the Frapper map is $20 a month. Yeah, what it's not Frapper. It's I don't know. If you go to the Big Fatty Online and click on his map thing, Big Fatty Online. If you go to the Return of the Ham map and you click on it, it's from some company called Z Maps, Z-E-E Maps. Without maps, maximum visits allowed for maps without a paid plan is 100 visits. It's like, that's it? Only 100 people can visit your map?
And is that per month or is that?
No, that's lifetime.
Total.
Yeah, when you click on the, you know, when you click on the thing, it's like going, yeah. As of April 1st.
It's not 100 per person. It's 100.
100 total. ZMats will limit the number of views on free maps to 100. Free maps means maps that are not owned by any active paid plan. When you reach 100 views, your map will freeze, and it can only be unfrozen by upgrading to a paid subscription plan. So you go to look at their pricing page, right? So it's like, okay, basic. I just want, you know, the cheapest. So basic is free, and it's with 100 lifetime views. If you go to the professional, which is the cheapest, it is $19.95 per month. And it will give you, let's see, upload limit, number of multipoint rounds, number of marker colors. Yeah, pretty much it'll give you 10 highlighted regions per map. Unlimited numbers of maps, unlimited points on your map, number of multi-point routes, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, he's not going to pay for anything.
I wouldn't pay $20. You know, I was thinking is like, oh, you know what? If it's like $4 a month or, you know, $3 a month or something like that, or $2.99 a month or something like that, it's like, yeah, I'll just pay it for him. But I was like, no, there's no fucking way I'm not gonna get $20 a month for a map.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it for free on Google Maps, right? Anybody can create a map on Google Maps.
Yeah, that's what I'm creating a little web page, but yeah.
So I did see there's a couple of MIDI libraries that I can use that will be able to detect the MIDI pads on the Rodecaster.
Yeah.
So I was thinking I could probably write a web app keyed with my computer here. Basically, so I could send out like the time remaining on a clip. And then you just have a web page open and then it would refresh on your side to show the time remaining on a clip for like exit music or intro music and stuff like that, just so you could see how long was left on the clip.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I haven't decided if I want to do that or not.
There's also there are web apps for video production where you can like create a timer or whatever. I wonder if both, and you can have many people that have access to the same stuff at the same time, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So like if you had one person editing the lower third or whatever, and then a producer and whatever, they can all be looking at it. I wonder if that timer would look the same to everyone. I think it would. You could put like a timer, but then we'd have to have like a lower third for a clip. So that's probably not a good idea, but yeah, you totally could with MIDI, kick something off for sure. For sure, for sure.
Have you ever done this Advent of Code thing?
I don't know what that is. So I guess not.
Okay, great.
What is it?
I'm going to it right now. So it's at adventofcode.com. And here, I'll go to the about page. Blah, blah, blah. Advent of Code is an advent calendar of small programming puzzles for a variety of skill levels that can be solved in any programming language. People use them as interview prep, company training, university practice programs, blah, blah, blah. But basically, you're going to get 12, right? The advent calendars, you're going to get 12 of these things, and they get progressively harder, whatever. But a lot of people do, you know, videos on completing them or whatever. But they're all, like I said, you can be done in any language. Let me get back. They should already have one.
Well, where are the actual puzzles?
So you click on the numbers over there. So like day one, right? The chief historian is always present for the big Christmas sleigh launch, but nobody has seen him in months. Last anyone heard, he was visiting locations that are historically significant to the North Pole. A group of senior historians has asked you to accompany them as they check the places they think he was most likely to visit. As each location is checked, they will mark it on their list with a star. They figure the chief historian must be in one of the first 50 places they'll look. So in order to save Christmas, you need to help them get 50 stars on their list before Santa takes off on December 25th. Collect stars by solving puzzles. The two puzzles will be made available on each day in the advent calendar. The second puzzle is unlocked when you complete the first. Each puzzle grants one star. Good luck. Okay. And then there should be two puzzles each day.
Okay. No, I have not.
Yeah, they talk about it on Twig, but so.
Yeah, that might be something worth trying. You can just... Is it only available on certain days, or is it there all the time and you can just...
It's there all the time, but each year, you know, during the actual Advent of Code, you know, you're doing it day by day. So that's it's like one of those monthly things, you know, so like people...
And it changes every year?
Yeah. So that's why the URL has 2024 in it. So you can go to adventofcode.com/2023/2022. You can go to older ones, but, there's a new billionaire in California tonight. I wonder if it's Joe Batanz.
It might be Scott the Satyr.
Well, that's true. Can you imagine him with $1 billion?
Would he be, you know, if he had $1 billion?
Yep.
He would be
surrounded by twinks.
But he would be like, Liberace, yeah, living in a mansion, yeah, with twinks.
Yep.
And he would be performing every night. He would have arranged it that he could do community theater or something every night.
Yeah. Well, he would. I mean, I don't know why we're even talking. He doesn't listen to this show. So
no.
He doesn't listen to the after show. So, I don't know why we're. I don't want to bring. Oh, by the way, speaking of the after show. Today, the day that we. Our recording was December 27th.
It still is. Yep.
Not here. Here it's now the 28th. But so it's December 27th. And this morning, our level 13 thing that posted was from the November 22nd show. The next after show that is published is going to be next Friday. And that will be December 13th. That would be our last show. So it's like literally we are now 2 weeks. We only have like
Need to give them a couple of week break where they don't get anything.
We only have like a 1 week buffer now. And
how long does it take for Tony to start text messaging?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could you skip one for a week and not have any flack?
I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know.
So you like skip a week, post one, skip a week, post one. Right. Then that will give us 2 weeks. Or do we need to come in an extra day of the week and, you know,
yeah, we should probably
work some overtime.
Yeah, we should probably bang out some after shows.
Some after shows, just come in and chat just about anything.
Yeah. Or we could do like what's his name? What was that? God awful podcast, Blime Time. Didn't they like, they just recorded themselves talking for several hours and then they just chop it up into like 30 minute
That's still what they do.
Yeah, so that we could just do that. We could just take a single after show could potentially be 3 weeks. You know, it could be like 3 30-minute episodes.
That's
like
true.
It
could be you could just clip these up into 5, 10-minute, 5-minute. Right. Yeah. We could just say like, hey, we're trying a new thing. You know how there's YouTube Shorts, TikTok,
that's right.
Instagram Reels. Yeah. Yeah. We're trying, you know, the mix bits. The mix bits and their little 5-minute snippets.
So I wanted to put some of those new M&M, the toasted peanut M&Ms. I wanted to put some of those in Zach's stocking.
Yeah.
No one fucking has them. No one has toasted peanut M&M. I found the peanut butter and jelly M&Ms, which is what I got for him. So there's also a new Snickers, a butterscotch scoop Snickers.
Oh.
And when I took it to the counter, the lady was just like, oh, those are really good. Those are really good. I was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, I got him a butterscotch scoop Snickers and a peanut butter and jelly M&Ms. He hasn't tried either of those yet. And then just some Reese's Christmas tree, you know, the Reese's Christmas tree ones.
Is it because Saturday is his cheat day?
Yeah, probably. Because when we went to dinner Christmas Eve, we specifically went to Boardwalk so that we could go to the bakery after, and we both got they're like $25 slices of cake, but they're from the cake bake shop, and so I got the carrot cake one and he got the gingerbread one. I still have half of it in the refrigerator, which I will eat tomorrow. But we went to the cake bake store and got some baked.
Yeah, I didn't see anything, but you guys have been there recently before this as well, right? Or Zach has.
Zach had, yes.
He posted on X or somewhere, yeah. Did I just buy a $25 piece of cake? Was it worth it? Or something like that.
Yeah, their carrot cake was pretty good. I will give them that. It was pretty good. Pretty good carrot cake.
Yeah, cake sounds good. $25 is kind of expensive for one slice of cake.
I mean, it's a mammoth. Like it's a mammoth slice of cake. I mean, it's not like, oh, yeah, here's a little, you know, it's like a 3-layer tall cake that's very thick. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's quite big. I mean, it's lasting me for two days, you know, two different eating. So I feel like, you know, that's only $12.50.
True. It's only $12.50. Steal. Right. A steal.
It's a steal. I wanted to congratulate you. As you know, because the Fortune Global 500 companies the top largest companies revenue. So the annual ranking of the world's largest companies by total revenue.
Yeah.
And for the sixth year in a row, Walmart number one. So good on you. Congratulations, Walmart. The most revenue of any company in the world.
Yeah.
Amazon was number two.
It's all me.
Amazon was number
two. It is all me.
This year. State Grid is number three. Saudi.
I mean, what you meant to say was the spit valve factory. But yeah.
But I was just talking about Walmart. So yeah. State Grid isn't the spit valve. Don't you guys contract with Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I meant. The State Grid is number three. Saudi Aramco is number four. The Sinopec Group is number five. China National Petroleum, number six. And Apple is number seven.
You know, my mom said something. The only thing that was slightly political
Yeah.
on Christmas Day She brought up somebody laughing all the time.
Yeah.
And then she goes, kind of like Kamala. Why does she laugh like that all the time? How she just laughs all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, that is, you heard that from Trump.
Yeah.
Like from, so my mom is watching Trump, whatever, mm-hmm. because who listens to someone laugh and comes up with that joke? Yes. Only Trump.
It's not, no, it's not, it's all laugh. Of, no, it's all of right-wing TV and all of right-wing radio. Well, that's, yeah. that's what they do. I mean, that's all they do.
Yeah.
Trump never laughs. That's not true, Kathy Marshall. He does that little sneer kind of thing that he does, you know, kind of like the derisive kind of like, they're not going to do that. I'll tell you that. Yeah. That's his laugh. Yeah. Here's the thing. I am so dreading the next fucking 4 years just because I'm already tired of hearing about Trump. I don't want to hear about Trump. I don't. It's like I've gotten to the point now where it's like as soon as the headline says Trump, I just skip it. It's just like, you know what? Well, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what he's doing. It's just I don't want to hear
it. A good
thing
about, no, me either. I've successfully avoided anything. But the good thing about Blue Sky is you can mute words.
Oh, nice.
But I'm just warning any of these folks that I'm following, mostly Pride 48 people, if you say political stuff,
yeah,
I might mute you. You won't know, probably, but I'm just saying, if you are saying a bunch of political crap,
stop it.
I'm not having it in my life.
Adam will turn this podcast around right now.
I will turn this social media site around because I'm not bringing negativity into my, I'm all about positivity. Positive thoughts. Yes. 100%. So yeah, if you have really, back to the 3D printing thing,
yeah.
If you really have something you want me to print, like send it to me. I should be getting like 13 or 14 rolls of filament tomorrow.
Oh, this is what pouring resin looks like.
It's funny how you have those makeup lights behind you like you're in a theater in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, it's like you're in the green, not the green room, but you know, the dressing room.
Yeah, dressing room.
In a theater.
That's where you typically do your resin pouring, is in the dressing room. That's well known. Yeah. It's like, I've got some resin pouring to do. I think I'll just go into the dressing room.
Yeah. Apparently resin is very toxic and like,
oh yeah.
You need to wear like a hazmat suit. Although some of this 3D printing, the materials that I'm printing with are okay. They don't have any VOCs, I think is what it's called. Because I'm using PLA, which is like plant-based, whatever. But if you want to get into like harder plastic that's going to be better for like actual use and not just decor, some of those are... they do have VOC. They're toxic, and so like the fumes and stuff. So you have to make sure it's in a well ventilated area and hook it up to like a air vent system if you want to, you know, or at least wear one of what Tim is wearing there.
What is the one account that you had to keep Twitter for, or keep X for? Was it porn?
Oh.
Was it a porn account?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not on. I checked. They're not on Blue Sky, and it's my go-to. And so, I don't know. I'm still up in the air on it because, I mean, I could find porn other places. It is possible.
And there is
porn on Blue Sky.
Yeah. I have an X account that's all it is porn. Like, yeah, I have an X account that is just porn. I mean, following porn. I don't do porn on my ex. I follow porn.
Yeah, I know.
Porn accounts, whatever.
But with that beard, I mean, you could.
That's right. It's true.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Beard porn.
That beard fetish porn. is all the rage. Yeah. Oh yeah, Ida May's Drag Emporium. Yeah, so you have it set up like a. That's a lot of makeup.
Well, I mean, he's trying to look 40.
It's like you're a TikTok influencer.
That's right.
A makeup influencer, whatever you call it.
So I follow Bio Reconstruct, and it's like the man just keeps posting fucking pictures of Epic Universe. And it's like, okay, I don't really. Like, you post like 20 of them in a row or whatever. It's like, stop it.
I don't know who that is, and I don't know what Epic Universe is. So
you don't know what Epic Universe is, Adam?
No. I don't know that I know.
Epic Universe is the thing that's going to destroy Disney, and it's opening next year. And you just watch, Disney will falter, and they will no longer be in business because of how awesome Epic Universe is. It's a new theme park that's from it's Universal's new theme park.
Universal. Okay.
It's fine. It'll be fine. It's not going to hurt Disney at all. And everyone's making acting like, you know,
Daniel, some people say Epic Universe is the best.
Yeah.
Hasn't
opened yet, but yeah.
It's some people say, I hear
many people are saying,
Many people.
But yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, well, okay, great. It'll be great when it opens. And, you know, we'll probably go and check it out because it's got Nintendo World and, you know, Super Nintendo World and this Dark Haven thing that they're doing, which is like a monsters area. And they've got a How to Train Your Dragon area and a Harry Potter area, yet another Harry Potter area. And, anyway, it looks like it'll be kind of, you know, it'll be a cool theme park. It'll be great, but it's just another theme park. It's not going to hurt Disney, you know. It's like Universal doesn't really hurt Disney right now, so I don't know why they think suddenly this new theme park is going to hurt anymore. But yeah, so that's opening next year in May of 2025, which means that they'll probably start previews in the spring. So pass holder previews and Florida resident previews and stuff, they'll probably.
Are you going to check it out?
Maybe.
Are you so bitter about the last time you and I were it? Ugh. Have you ever been back since you and I went?
I went back for two times. So first time was in Hollywood. So when we went to California, Zach and I, we went to Universal Studios Hollywood, which is god awful. And although the tour was kind of cool, we liked the tour. We liked the tram tour. But the theme park itself was crap. During that Microsoft conference that I went to this past year, they took us to Islands of Adventure as part of the conference. Like we bought out the theme park at night, and so we had free food and rides and stuff. So,
oh yeah, you told me that.
Yeah. So that's the only time I've been back is just to there. However, we have gone to CityWalk, you know, over at Universal a couple of times, and that involves the same, you know, parking in their parking garage and walking a billion miles. It's like $30 to park there.
It's because you think the waiter's cute in that one restaurant.
We haven't been back to a restaurant there. We did the murder mist, not murder. We did the escape room thing for Rodin's birthday. And next week we're doing Rodin's Ascension Party. What? So
his Ascension Party.
That's right, his Ascension Party.
What is he ascending to?
Well, he was VP of Pens and Pencils. Now he's taken over another whole department. So now he's Vice President of Pens, Pencils, and Staplers. So you know, he had one department before.
He's such a cog in the corporate machine.
Yeah, he's now over two,
you know,
two departments.
I mean, I'm there. I'm part of the corporate world, but I'm not. He has drank the Kool-Aid. He is like, you know.
Yeah.
He has a headhunter, probably. He is like totally.
Yeah.
Mr. Corporate.
Yeah. I'm going to his ascension party. You're not. Ha ha.
Well, they don't like me.
That's not true.
Know, it's okay. They like you. It's fine.
They like you fine.
That's because I badmouthed their use of Grindr.
First of all, neither of them listen to our podcast, so it's fine. It's more fun.
Well, I assumed they had been told by someone. Like you told them or Taylor told them or...
I don't think Taylor listens to our show either. I will... Taylor's going to the Ascension party. If you want some drama.
Yeah.
When you were here, I was going to rent a pontoon boat.
Yes.
And of course,
It was too windy.
Too windy. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But had we gotten to go out on that pontoon boat, it was going to be a lovely day out in the chain of lakes that we have up here. And kind of cool. And I had invited Taylor because remember that was the evening he came that evening to have dinner with you.
Yeah. And they were having a dog emergency.
Right. But aside from, you know, they didn't know they were going to have a dog emergency, but leading up to it, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to go do this pontoon. And I invited Taylor and he said, I will not get on a ship. I will not get on a boat. I will only get on a ship. It's like, I won't step on any watercraft less than a 6-ton, you know, ship or something.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, cool. Well, for Rodan's Ascension party, we're actually doing a fireworks cruise at Disney, which is on a pontoon boat. And so now suddenly Taylor is, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on this boat. And it's just like, but when Adam was here, it was, I won't get on a pontoon boat.
Well, because, I mean, you know, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Taylor's love of his life is ascending.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has to be there.
Yeah.
For that.
I feel like, because Taffy will be there. I feel like that's the reason that he's going is because Taffy will be there. So, but yeah, we're having dinner and then we're going out on a fireworks cruise where they take you out. So we get a driver and, we get to head out. They have snacks and sodas and stuff, but you can also bring your own alcohol because you're not driving. So it's like, you can have cocktails as you drive around Bay Lake and then they park you out in front of the Magic Kingdom for the fireworks. They pipe in the sound and you get...
Now, do they chase after you after like 40 minutes and yell at you and tell you that it's closing time and you need to get the hell out of their boat? Do they do that?
No, because this is a Disney driver. So
okay,
these are the ones that would have done that. Like the cops are driving.
That wasn't the most Disney experience that we had that day. I will say that.
It wasn't. I mean, I feel like you read more hostility into the boat drivers telling us where not to go than was intended. No.
When they were closing and they came over to us and were like, excuse me.
Yeah, but
we're closing.
Okay. Well, that's fine. It's like, I don't think he was rude.
On the day, we were all salty about that.
I was salty at the woman. The turn off the engine. Just like, you know, yeah, like, her. But the guy that came out and told us, like on the
speedboat. No, he was okay, but I'm just talking about in general.
She was horrible. She was horrible. We hated her.
No cast compliment for her.
No. And that was it. Remember, it was a twink had checked us in and
the Mormon.
Yeah. Yes. Mormon twink had checked us in and started with such promise. But you know,
it
ended in sadness and yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah.
But it's okay though. So we're going for an Ascension cruise, which will be on, you know, a Disney-driven boat. So that'll be fun.
Does he get a raise with this Ascension?
I believe so, yeah. Because he's paying for a fireworks cruise. So.
Does he now get to fly on the corporate jet?
It's like $600. It's like a fireworks cruise is $600.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can have 10 people, so, you know, it's $60 per person, but...
How long is it? How long is the...
I think it's like 90...
2 hours?
No, I think it's like 90 minutes.
Okay.
To take you out?
Because if you're bringing snacks and drinks and all that, you need to feel like you have a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, not like you're just like...
You, like, drive around, you know, and the Disney driver will, like, you know, you just kind of out cruising on the lakes.
I mean...
And then you go watch the fireworks. And remember, they also do that electric water parade or whatever. So you go and park and watch the electric water parade, and then they take you back. And, you know, it's cool.
If you ever talk to Kathy Bacon, she'll let you know that when you go out on a pontoon boat on a Saturday, you take a picnic.
Yeah.
And you like,
yeah,
you know, you 5, 6, 7, 8 hours you're out there. That's a long time.
Oh, so Kathy Marshall's old boss used to demand the big jet. The big private jet. At Microsoft, wouldn't the big one be like a 727 or something? Like, wouldn't that be like a, yeah. Yeah, I want to take myself and my family to Vail. Did you ever watch Silicon Valley?
I tried to get into it, but I couldn't get into it.
There was this scene where two of these billionaire CEO people, what they were trying to one up each other, whatever. And it's like they were riding on this private jet, and they were just like, "Yeah, yeah, you drop me off at Jackson Hole on your way to the." He's like, "But that's not on our way." And the way we're well, but if we go over the pole, then it, you know, then it, Jackson will actually be first, and you can drop me off there for. And it's like, but like arguing anyway. One of them gets shafted on the whole thing, and then like two seasons later, he like, you know, puts them in a whole situation where the other guy like has to like fly extra long or whatever, just as a revenge kind of thing. It's like, that's how petty, you know what I mean? So it was just one of those, but I always remember that anytime that we talk about
private jets.
Yeah, private jets. Is that?
Because, I mean, we talk about private jets quite often.
Well, we're talking about it right now, though. And so that brings that to mind. Don't be that way, Adam. Don't be that way.
We're going to Hokkaido this year.
I don't know what that is.
The snow is better. I don't know. I think it's a quote from Silicon Valley.
Oh.
But because she put it in quotes.
Yeah, that's true. I watched Silicon Valley. It was a little too realistic at times. Yeah, it was. Also, that foul mouth billionaire, the guy that's wanted to start the 3-comma club or whatever. He's the voice of Mickey Mouse. It's like, the one that was just like sitting there screaming fuckity fuck fuck and at the elementary school in front of all the kids in the show.
It's, well, he's just like, friends with Mickey Mouse.
No, he's the voice of Mickey. Like, he's the,
but I mean,
the voice of Mickey.
Isn't there some speak about that too? Like, you guys say, you know, the actors who portray.
I am not a cast member, so I don't have to say that.
But I'm just saying, like, is there a, if they,
yeah,
do the voice,
if you were to ask, if you were to ask, other... yes, if you were to ask a cast member in the park who does the voice of Mickey Mouse, I think they would have to say, like, what are you talking about? Mickey has his own voice. It's like, you know, but, I don't think,
you should ask Zach right now. So you're like, hey, Zach, who does Mickey Mouse's voice?
Yeah.
See what he says. Like, how much Kool-Aid has he drunk since he started?
Oh, like 10 pounds of bacon so far.
I thought it was only 3 or 4. Did you get another one?
Yeah. We're on our second thing. All right,
Secondhand bacon.
That's right.
From Disney. Right.
Secondhand bacon, man. Can't beat that.
I mean, at least the bacon, you know, the old secondhand bacon from Disney, mm-hmm. The mold is in the shape of Mickey Mouse's head. So, you know, it makes it more festive.
If Kathy Bacon had another kid, would she call it secondhand? Secondhand bacon.
Yeah. After in memory of your shopping experiences?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the least she could do after she stood me up. And
she did explain that in one of her most recent episodes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She said that she didn't want to put you out.
Right.
And she also didn't want to put her son out.
Right.
And she felt like no matter what she did, she was going to be putting someone out. Right.
And I mean, she just avoided it. When she gave me his address and I put it in, it was like a 40-minute drive between our places. So we were not super close to each other, but we weren't super far apart. But that 40-minute thing, like, he was on one side of Disney and I'm on the other. So that's what I was trying to tell her is, like, just meet, you know, if you just want to meet at Disney, it's only a 20-minute drive for you. It's only a 20-minute drive for me. So we could just meet at Disney and not the parks. Like, we can meet at, you know, one of the hotels and, you know, that'll be fine. It won't cost any, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it would just be easier because there's stuff to do there. Yeah. We could grab a drink, we could grab something to eat, whatever, and chat and, you know, or say, hey, whatever. My point is, it would just, but no, Adam, no.
Well, it'll just make you want to meet her or hang out with her more next time she's in town. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Next time, so, Gadget. Next time.
So, I think that's, You'll make it happen one of these days.
One of these days.
One of these days, you guys will hang out and you'll be laughing.
Ah, that'll be great.
About this. You remember that time when you were here? And
remember back then?
We couldn't get together because you didn't want to put anybody out.
That's right. That was silly. All right. Well, I'm going to go, Adam, because...
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to hang up, and then I'm probably going to watch another episode of The Diplomat and go to bed. But okay.
Well, ask Zach who does the voice of Mickey Mouse and let us know. That's your homework.
I don't know if he's still awake. So
it doesn't have to be tonight. You let us know on the next show.
I won't remember. Adam, I forget the topic we're talking about while I'm answering what we're talking about.
Well. That's true.
Yeah. Hey, look, Lamont Cranston stayed awake the entire episode. Congratulations, Woo! Lamont. Yeah.
You know, you get a coupon for Whataburger because of that.
Do you know that Whataburger changed hands in 2019? Like, it was bought out by, and that they've been tracking this website. I read this article the other day. I meant to send it to you. It was like since the Whataburger got bought out, it's like their complaints have gone up and their quality's gone down. So it's like,
I didn't know they were bought out, but I do feel like the quality's gone down.
Since 2019?
Yeah, probably.
There you go. Good night, Adam. Good night, chat room.
Chat room.
Good night, level 32. Streamers. Level 32? You've been promoted. You're now level 32.